This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا
بسم الله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى وبعد. إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله إن خير الزاد التقوى. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we start today's khutbah, I have a question for all of you. Do you love Allah? The answer, inshallah, for all of us is yes. And when we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we love what He loves. and we do what he tells us to do. And in today's khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be talking about the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves more than any other place on this earth. And this came in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim. When he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ لَاللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَضِ الْبِلَادِ لَاللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. That the most beloved places to Allah are the masajid, the masjids, and the most hated places by Allah are the marketplaces. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الْمَسْجِدُ بَيْتْ كُلِّ مُسْلِمْ كُلِّ مُؤْمِنْ. He said that the masjid is the house of every believer. And we see because of the importance of the masjid in Islam, that our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam encouraged, and before encouraging him himself, the first thing he did when he went to Medina alayhi salatu wa sallam is that he built the masjid in Quba, awwal baytin, the first one, usul al-taqwa, the first house of worship to be built in Islam, in Quba, the first masjid. And then he moved alayhi salatu wa sallam to Medina, inside Medina, and he started by building his masjid alayhi salatu wa sallam. And he encouraged his ummah and showed them the importance of the masjid and the great reward of those who build masjids for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said alayhi salatu wa sallam, man bana lillahi masjida, bana Allah lahu baytan fil jannah. That whoever builds for Allah a masjid, that Allah will build for a masjid in the Jannah. And he said alayhi salatu wa sallam in another hadith, that seven things will continue for you. The reward, the ajr, will continue for you when you're in your grave. When you're buried in your grave after your death. And he mentioned from the seventh, man bana lillahi masjida, that whoever builds for Allah masjid. And our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam showed us that the men should respect these masajid, that they should love these masajid, and that they should strive for these masajid, and that the man only prays in the masjid for his five daily prayers in the congregation. He mentioned in different narrations, alayhi salatu wa sallam, that whoever, he mentioned alayhi salatu wa sallam, that whoever prays it by himself, whoever prays in the masjid, that his reward is more than 25 or 27 different levels. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about not answering the adhan, not answering the call to prayer when we hear it. So he said alayhi salatu wa sallam, man sami'a nida' falam ya'tihi fala salata lahu illa min udhr. Pay attention to this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever hears the call to prayer and he doesn't answer it, then there's no prayer for him, except that he has an excuse, a valid excuse. And that's why our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he said that I had thought to have somebody else lead the prayer and gather some of my companions and gather up some wood and go to the people's house that don't pray in the jama'ah, in the congregation, and burn down their houses. To show you the severity of not praying the salah in the jama'ah with the Muslims. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed us the importance of some of the prayers and how we need to strive to pray some of these prayers in jama'ah more so than others, and the great reward we get for some of these prayers. When he mentioned that whoever prays Salat al-Isha in the jama'ah, it's as if he's prayed half the night. The night prayer. It's as if he is standing half of the night in the night prayer. And he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, that whoever prays in Fajr, in the congregation, in the jama'ah, that it's as if he has prayed for the entire night. And he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, encouraging the Muslims, because these two salats, as he said, they're the heaviest salats on the hypocrites, Salatul Isha and Salatul Fajr. And encouraging the Muslims to strive to pray Salatul Fajr in the congregation, and to sit there to remember Allah. So their day will start with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the dhikr of Allah, with the reading of the Quran, with praying the Fajr in congregation. He said alayhi salatu wasalam that whoever prays in the congregation for Salatul Fajr and then sits in his musalla where he prayed, remembering Allah until the sun rises, that he will have, and then prays two rak'ats, that he will have the ajr of Hajj and Umrah. They said alayhi salatu wasalam, tamma, a complete. Look at this great ajr. He started his day off on the right foot, going to the salat, praying with the congregation, remembering Allah, reading the Quran. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was the perfect implementation of this, the perfect role model in implementing this. They said that he used to sit where he used to pray alayhi salatu wasalam, remembering Allah every day until the sun would rise. And that's why the Sahaba and those who came after them from the Tabi'een and all of our pious predecessors, they used to focus on this so much. And I'm going to give you an example of the greatest of the Tabi'een, Sa'id al-Musayyib rahimahullah, when he said that I have never missed the Salat in congregation for 40 years. 40 years straight, never missed the congregation, never missed the Jama'ah. And he said, rahimahullah, he said that the adhan has not been called for 30 years, except for I'm in the masjid, preparing, ready. And Al-Auza'i, the great scholar of Islam, Al-Auza'i, rahimahullah, he said about Sa'id al-Musayyib, he said, Sa'id al-Musayyib has something special that none of the other tabi'een have. He said, that is that he never missed the congregation for 40 years. 20 of those 40, he never saw the shoulders of the men in front of him, meaning he was always on the front row. And he said himself, Sa'id rahimahullah, that the time of the prayer has not entered except for I'm yearning for it, that I'm missing it, I want this prayer. And that's also what the Sahabi used to say, Ali ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu, he said that the time for the prayer doesn't come except for I'm mushtaq, I'm missing it, I want that prayer. And he said that the iqam has not been called since I became a Muslim, except for I have my wudu. Not like a lot of us today, we don't get up and make wudu until the iqam is called, or 1 or 2 minutes with the iqam, catch 1 rak'ah, 2 rak'ah, if we catch that. When we look at how the Sahaba and the pious predecessors were, we see a beautiful example from the Sahabi al-Harith ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu. When they saw him praying Fajr after he got married the night before, he was praying in the congregation. And they said, you were just with your wife last night. The thing is, he's busy. And you come and you pray Salat al-Fajr? He said, wallahi, by Allah. He said, a woman who forbids me from going to Salat al-Fajr in the congregation, that she's an evil woman. When we look into the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, we see that they would strive, even when they were sick, to go to the congregation. Our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in his final days in his dunya, his main concern was to get up and go to the jama'ah, even though he was in his last few days. The painfulness of the death and the sickness had taken over. He could barely move. And he got up and he made ghusl. He took a bath in order to go back to the congregation, to find some more energy. And then he passed out alayhi salatu wasalam. As soon as he woke up, the first thing he asked, "Asallan nas?" Did the people pray? He said, no. "Hum yantazirunaka ya Rasulullah." They're waiting for you, ya Rasulullah. And he got up and took another bath, so he had some energy to go and pray. And he passed out again, alayhi salatu wasalam. Third time, "Asallan nas?" When he happened to him 3 times, he said alayhi salatu wasalam, "Fa'umur Abu Bakr yusalli bin nas." Tell Abu Bakr to pray, to lead the prayer. Because he realized he couldn't go. But he kept striving to go. And that's why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, whoever, as he came to Sahih Muslim, he said, whoever wants to meet Allah tomorrow as a Muslim, then you need to follow the sunnah of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the way of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before that, he said to close guard on these 5 daily prayers. Whoever wants to meet Allah Muslim as a Muslim, he needs to close guard on these 5 daily prayers. He said, barely, because your Prophet والسلام, has taught you the sunnah of Huda. The sunnah is the Huda, the way of guidance. And he said, and pray in the jama'ah from the sunnah of Huda. Pray in the jama'ah from the sunnah of guidance. The Prophet taught us. And he said, Wallah, he said, you would see us. And now nobody would leave the congregation except he was a well-known hypocrite, a well-known munafiq. And he said, you would see us from the Sahaba, that if somebody was sick, he would have his brothers take him. He would be in the middle of them on the side because he was too weak to walk by himself. They would walk with him to the masjid. Abu Abdurrahman al-Sulami used to have him carry him to the masjid when he was sick, rahimahullah. And we see that the Muslim strives to go to the masjid, even at the times of difficulty. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Bashir al-Masha'ina. He said, give glad tidings to those who go during the darkness to the masajid. Bin Nur al-Tam yawm al-Qiyamah. With the complete light, complete Nur, the day of judgment. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to go to the prayer and to go early. He said, alayhi salatu wa salam, ala adullukum ala ma yamha Allah bi al-khataya wa yarfa biha darajat. Should I not show you, should I not guide you to that which Allah erases the bad deeds and raises you in good deeds? He said, Bala ya Rasulullah, of course ya Rasulullah. And he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, isbaq al-wudu' ala al-makari. Making wudu at the time of difficulty. Wa kathrat al-khutbah ila al-masajid. And constantly walking to the masajid. Wa intidhar al-salat ba'da al-salat. Fadhalikum al-ribat, fadhalikum al-ribat. Then he said, and then waiting for the prayer after the prayer, because that is a ribat. Like you're guarding the Muslim Ummah. Like you're one of the guards who guards the borders of the Muslim country. That's what you get for waiting for the prayer, the reward. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, another hadith, he said, it's like you're in the prayer if you're waiting for the prayer. And if you're waiting in the masjid for the prayer, it's like you're praying if you're just sitting there. You're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get the ajr like you're in the salat. And he said another hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the malaika, they make dua for you as you're sitting there. Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allah have mercy upon him, Allah forgive him, as you're sitting there in the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged the Muslim ummah not to be late for the prayer, to make it for the first takbirah, the takbirah of ihram. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man salla lillahi 40 yawma fi jama'atin yudrik at-takbirat al-ula kutibat lahu bara'atan, bara'atun min an-nar wa bara'atun min an-nifaq. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that whoever prays 40 days in the congregation, he doesn't miss the first takbirah, he doesn't miss the opening takbirah. He said, it's as if, he said, it would be written for him two things that he will be free of. It will be written for him two things that he will be free of. He will be free from nifaq, from being a hypocrite, and from the hellfire on the day of judgment. And that's why the ones who came after the Prophet and the Sahaba, they strove never to miss. Waqi' ibn Jarrah, the great Imam, he said about Al-Abish, he said Al-Abish was more than 70 years old and he never missed the takbir of the ihram, always there. Ibrahim al-Taymi, rahimahullah, he said, if you see somebody who is absent-minded, doesn't care about being there for the takbir al-ula, he said, "Fawsil yadik minhu." He said, wash your hands for him, because he's useless. We need to know, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the importance of the masajid. Our need for the masajid in Islam. This is where the Sahaba used to meet. This is where they used to come together. That's where their brotherhood grew so strong, in the masajid. When we go to the masjid, there are certain adab, certain manners that the Muslim must have. And from those is that we go out in the best of clothes, looking the best we can, not wearing the old dirty, stinky clothes like some people do today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Bani Adam, khudhu zinatakum 'inda kulli masjid." Oh, the children of Adam, take your, the most beautiful thing you have to the masajid. Wear the most beautiful things, the meaning of the ayah. And when we go, we must make sure that we smell good. The Prophet ﷺ forbid people to come to the masjid who ate things that harmed other people. Onions, garlic, these things. To be in the best state, to smell good. To use the miswak. The Prophet ﷺ said, if I was not concerned for my ummah, it would be too difficult for them.
that I would have ordered them to use the miswak at the beginning of every prayer. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that it's mardadun lirrab, that the miswak is something that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately today, how many people do we find who come to Salat al-Fajr? Jazakumullah khair, they come, but they didn't brush their teeth. And they will sit back and they yawn. It all comes out, a'udhu billah. You ruined your prayer. It's haram. We need to have respect for the masjid when we go. And from the things we need to focus on is the dua as we're walking down the street to the masjid. The dua of entering the masjid, reminding ourselves of this great ibadah, preparing ourselves for this great ibadah. And then we'll enter into the masjid, focusing on praying two rakats of tahiyyat al-masjid. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, if any of you enter into the masjid, he shouldn't sit down here until he prays two rakats. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن والسنة ونفعني وإياكم بما فيهما من الآيات والحكمة أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبي المصطفى وبعد. One of the Muslim rulers, which is Abdulaziz ibn Marwan, used to order his son to go to the masjid. And one day he found that his son didn't come. He was late, he was delayed. So he asked him, where were you? And he said, I was busy with my hairdresser. She was fixing my hair. That's why I was delayed. Spoiled kids. She was fixing my hair. His father was so angry that he ordered immediately for the hair to be cut, for his head to be shaved. He said, this is something that's going to take away from the jama'ah, then we don't want it. Another time, another one. His son came late for jum'ah. And he said to him, where were you? And he said, I got a late start. And he said, my horse couldn't carry me because he got too big, he's eating too much. He said, my horse couldn't carry me. So his father was so angry that he missed the Jum'ah that he said, you will walk to Jum'ah for the next year. Not ride, walk. And he walked and walked and walked until he lost the weight and was never late again. They used to focus on the issue of the prayer. Not being late, not missing it. In fact, they said if one of them missed the prayer, they would give ta'ziyah to the other one. Like somebody had died, condolences, like somebody had died. It was a serious thing to them. That's what we need to focus, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, on making the role of the masjid return to Islam. When the Islamic Ummah was strong, when it was powerful, the start was in the masjid. When the Muslims were the best of Ummah, the best of the nations, the start was in the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he built the Muslim nation, the first Muslim country, the first Muslim state in Medina, it started from the masjid. We need to bring this love of the masjid back into our lives, back into the lives of our children. We need to strive to make sure we pray our five daily prayers in the masjid, not being late for the takbirat al-ula. We need to focus on sitting in the masjid and learning our religion, as the Sahaba used to do from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all of the scholars did after Islam. We need to focus on not being in a hurry after the prayer, remembering Allah. We're in need of this. We're in need of this prayer. We're in need of this time out. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered us five times a day to pray in the masjid. Take some time out from the dunya. Focus on Allah. Remember Allah. Seek repentance for the sins you've done during the day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the one who goes out and prays in the jama'ah, in the masjid, like the one who washes himself in a river five times a day. He said, is there anything left from his sins when he goes out? Absolutely not. We need to make sure that the love of the masjid is in our hearts, in the hearts of our children. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that seven people will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. There's no shade except for His subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day when the sun will come close to us. And we will be sweating depending on our bad deeds that we did in this dunya. The only ones who will be in the shade on that day will be seven, the Prophet as I mentioned. And from those seven, they mentioned in the famous hadith alayhi salatu wasalam, رَجَلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. A man whose heart is attached to the masjid. And for our children, if they become attached to the masjid, they will be two of the seven inshallah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about another one of them, the one شَبْنَشَ فِي طَعْدِ اللَّهِ, the youth who was raised in obedience of Allah. He was obedient to Allah even at his young age. ثم يعلم رحيم الله وإياكم أن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه ثم ثنى بملائكة الكرام فقال عز وجل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى عليه بوحدة صلى الله عليها بعشرة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على نبينا محمد وقضى الله من الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وسائر الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم